My name is Deirdre Bushnell. I'm the owner of Still River Mill in Eastford, Connecticut. My husband, Greg Driscoll, and I started the business in 2004. Well, basically, we manufacture natural fibers to eventually be made into yarn. So we produce rovings for hand spinners, we produce yarns for knitters, and we also work with people taking that yarn into a more finished item. Although we manufacture yarn, we're basically a service to make somebody's ideas happen. So we'll do whatever it takes. We're fairly self-contained, so we do need to purchase support materials for the milling process. Soaps and conditioners and lubricants. That is increasingly difficult to get in a cost-effective manner because the textile industry is shrinking so much in the U.S., it's challenging to get those support materials. We have that to contend with, is just the rising price because the product isn't being purchased by very many people. Another challenge that we have is that our process is very labor intensive, where the labor is pretty much all of our cost. Besides my husband and myself, we have two full-time employees and a part-time employee. But we process the fiber ounce by ounce. That 1 ounce of fiber goes through many hands during the process. There's several hundred small mills like we are across the country, but we're vastly different from a larger textile perspective. We have a certain amount of nimbleness so that we can process certain fibers certain ways, whereas a larger mill is a little bit more dependent on how their equipment performs and what they can process through that equipment. And when you have a yarn that's gotten the life beaten out of it so that it can be produced in the most efficient way, the fabric doesn't have much life to it. But when you gently processed into yarn and then you make fabric out of it, the garment just sort of takes on a life of its own, and the fibers just stand out with all the benefits of those fibers that the animal receives from those fibers. You then can benefit from it as well. And it's a noticeable difference, but it's hard to put your finger on it. I think enough people have now experienced the difference over the past 20 years that, yes, there is a difference and that they're desirous of that. Plus, it makes people feel really great to support their local farmer. And during COVID, what I've noticed is that a lot of my customers were just selling out of everything because people kind of had to pick their heads up and look around, and they had a little bit of time to explore. And so I would say there's been no better time than right now for people who are trying to promote this industry on a little bit more of a commercial scale. So it's educating people to know that they are purchasing expertise and a unique product that you can't just throw in a hopper and get coming out the other end like the larger mills need to have happened.